Hold the entire time I wasn't recording, so we gonna run this bitch back. I just so happened to look over in my peripheral and I didn't see any numbers going. It's okay, I'm on a flight. Get your plane tickets. Welcome to another episode of Dope Made with Love. I'm the motherfucking neighborhood love deal. I got a special guest with me tonight. We have been here, I'm on location. It sound like I'm in the club in the background on the love. Y'all don't even know where the fuck we at. We you remember how Big Tigger used to be in the club, the basement, on location, the episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a motherfucking video shoot on location with Big Tigger. And, no, we not with Big Tigger right now, but I'm just saying, that's not the special guest. Not to say that Big Tigger ain't special, but I got a special guest up in this bitch. You know, over here, we all a community. And I'm always using my platform to each one, teach one, greet one, and reach one. I just made that shit up, so give me my applause. There go that crow. We just on here feeling good. I know it's been a minute since I dropped the last episode, but I do see the analytics. Y'all know I'm going to always address the analytics. You motherfuckers was listening to me. I got about 32 plays from my last episode. Change it, adapt to it. And I really appreciate the love. Shout out to you. Shout out to Anchor. I see that Anchor has been bought by Spotify. So if you don't know, and if you're listening through the previously known Anchor app, this is Spotify for podcasters. See, now it's time for me to get some goddamn money. Because I've been on this motherfucker since it was in beta mode. I've been on this app since it was in beta mode.
With respect on my game.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go in my catalog, it wasn't all of this extra shit. Like, you couldn't check the volume, the enhancing, the transitions, none of that shit, dog.
You want it now.
2018, give me my motherfucking flowers. Fuck that. It's time to get some money. Spotify's here. Shout out to you though. We really, really appreciate you over here. But I got my motherfucking man in the building.
What's good?
Rick is in the building, man. Shout out to Rick.
Thank you.
Know what I'm saying? Rick about to drop some shit on y'all. And anything that I can do to help catapult this shit, because it's already long overdue. But divine timing, you know, over here we only act on divine timing, but when it manifests, some good shit manifests, we love to hear the story of how shit will be and what the fuck is to come, you know what I'm saying?
To be anxious is to wait your turn.
Okay.
To be anxious is to wait your turn.
To be anxious is to wait your turn. I like that. When you just said that, that was 3:33, 3 minutes and 33 seconds. That's from threes. Come
three.
Man.
But you gotta be patient because
the mind timing. I'm really on my bullshit tonight, and this is not gonna be your regular poised episode. I'm ready to talk some shit with my man, and it's a lot of shit that's been going on. There's been a lot of grown people asking kids to suck their tongues. It's been a lot of motherfucking standoffs on New York Avenue in D.C. You know, they catching the officers off their pre-workouts, off the powder, early in the morning on New York Avenue. Shit is, batons is out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Like 3 times.
It was crazy. He kept dropping his shit. That's when I knew. That's when I knew it was early. That's how I knew it was fucking early. Because I'm like, this nigga just fresh off his pre-workout. Like, the 30 minutes ain't really even kicked in before shit. He just had the jitters. Yeah, he had the jitters. Like, nigga, I just clocked in. And this motherfucker, like, right there by the tunnel, like, all that right there.
Within the last 2 hours.
I caught wind of it yesterday.
right down the street.
It's a lot of shit going on in the city.
Joker drove the tow truck through the chicken place down the street.
Oh, word.
It went viral.
Did he get chicken?
No, that was the problem. He wasn't getting That was the problem.
Yeah.
I think he wanted, you know, people might tell a bunch of different stories. It might even be in deep, but who knows? Not deep enough to dry your car.
It's a lot of shit going on. It's a lot of shit going on. It's a lot of things that I can't even fathom that people are going through. But it's people going through some shit and they're expressing themselves how the fuck they want to express themselves. And I'm just grateful to be on the peripheral of the shit.
Yeah.
I see it, what's going on. I observe it, but I don't digest it. I try not to, just for the benefit of fucking me, because there's a lot of shit going on.
It's just like you block it.
You just block it. I got this Bruce Leroy glow.
There it is.
You got me fucked up.
Who's the master?
Who's the fucking the master of my reality? I'm Who's all that the shit. Master? All that shit is a rap.
What's your reality? Like,
hey.
Like,
if you ain't seen The Last Dragon, you need to motherfucking go back as an adult and really watch that shit. Especially if you were listening to this fucking podcast, because I know my motherfucking enlightened loved ones, because we don't call them fans over here, Rick.
Enlightened loved
ones. They're my enlightened loved ones. They're my loved ones.
They're going to be as big as the...
it's a neighborhood love game.
The beehive.
No. It's gonna be we don't want nobody that. Killing nobody for shit. You seen Swarm?
No, I didn't. Oh, Swarm is about that?
That was supposed to have been... I don't want to say a replica. Oh. I was about to say a replica, but it was based on facts. But you know how they twist it up and like maybe it's true, maybe it's not.
Yeah,
but it's about them crazy ass fucking fanatics. And who else do we know got the craziest?
I did not know.
Like the barbers went hard, but they don't go hard like the beehive.
Yeah, that's serious. I didn't know. My sister was watching it. She was like, me and the boys walking. She was like,
No, it's very gruesome. I don't even know how. Because I was like, I don't watch shit like that at all. I don't really. I don't, you know. Yeah, I fuck around watching Rick and Morty, some cartoon type shit. But I was intrigued, because it wasn't. It was. The actresses did such a great fucking job in that role that it made you just, it allowed you to separate.
This is the same girl from, I'm sorry, I don't know, from Black Messiah. She was in Black Messiah.
I don't know if
she
it's Black Messiah, but she was in,
Jamie Foxx too, right? I hope I'm not calling her out.
I don't know.
Movie. I believe she's in
know.
Power, the Jamie Foxx. Let's find out.
Let's find out. But Swarm was, I liked it. But them motherfucking beehives, you know, we got repellent over this bitch. We got repellent over this bitch.
Dominique Fishback.
Okay.
Dominique Fishback. She's been in some dope ass movies.
She was in that day, the joint with Jamie Foxx.
The
little girl.
Power.
Yeah.
Power. So let's talk about this real quick, right?
I okay. Because... And shout out to Jamie Foxx. We just heard. He had a stroke.
Yeah.
Today or between yesterday and today, when we do drop this episode, you know, it'll be a couple days after. But I believe today they said he suffered some medical issues. He has some issues going on. Prayers up, hands up to Jamie Foxx. You know what I'm saying? That's the GOAT. That's Willie Beeman.
Hey, that even before Willie Beeman. Like,
come on.
In Living Color. Like,
come on.
He, to me, made the show.
That's Jamie from, you know,
him
that
and
came to visit. Live with his aunt and his uncle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's Wanda.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking Wanda. Duck Lips. He was the first Duck Lips. All
duck
you bitches been rocking Jamie Foxx on his fucking Duck Lips. He had the fuck, y'all, him and Shanaynay. Shanaynay didn't even give you too much duck, though. Strayberry Farms. Nah, I'm going to give her, like, Walla. Okay. Walla Place. Walla Walla.
Don't be mad at us. This is what y'all gave us.
Come on now. I told y'all I'm on the best bullshit. I got my man Rick in the building. This is the Dope Made with Love show. I am the motherfucking neighborhood love dealer. And I've been Rick. I've been manifesting this moment.
I'm happy.
I've been recording shit and just not dropping it because I ain't been feeling it. But today I felt like that. When I talked to you early today, I said we gonna drop.
Yeah.
If I have to be that annoying friend, my man wants to get his shit popping off. I'll be that annoying friend and be like, look, I got my shit. What's up? What we gonna do?
Yeah.
We can talk about anything. I can go. I don't have any kids. I don't have no motherfucking kids. You know, I have too much responsibilities, you know, outside of, I float on my own divine timing. And I can pretty much do whatever I want
to
do.
Like, let it take you where you need to be.
I just want to be used. I wake up every morning, ask God to use me.
Let me just use me.
I'm not going to tell you what I want to do, God, or what I'm not going to do. Just use me in all fathoms. You know what I'm saying? As I fucking am, you know? So, Jamie Foxx, prayers up. But, this Dalai Lama shit.
That's the most disgusting thing that I have seen. Like, and with a smile on his face, and this little boy looks uncomfortable. And I'm like, I'm always, like, I'm a reflective person. I try to look at all angles.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the hell was this boy's father? Because I was smacking shit out of the Dalai Lama.
Now, I don't know about the whole. Well, I almost say, hey, I don't
you
know.
You ain't telling my boy to suck me. No, you're nothing. I smacked the shit out of him.
But it seems. Alright. So when I say this, don't get offended, listeners.
Okay,
I mean, because for real, on the analytics, when I look at the analytics, we in China. We over there in Bangladesh.
Okay.
We at Africa. I see who's listening. Come on now. I ain't been nowhere over there.
Right.
But they listening. I see them. So we don't want to offend anybody. And I understand in 2023, sometimes we know it's certain gestures or rituals. I want to use rituals because that's been linked to so much other negative stuff. But I know there's practices in other cultures that we may not know about. And it may really look foreign and crazy and weird to us Americans. But it'd be some other shit. So I definitely wanted to investigate more before I just made a judgment. I mean, it was like in Tibet, because you know the Dalai Lama, you know that's like the 14th Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
That's not the original 14th. Fucking.
Yeah,
he's the 14th. He's the 14th Dalai Lama. He's reincarnation. They groom these.
I'm a Dalai Lama.
You a Dalai Lama?
I don't want to be. If you got little kids sucking a tongue, I don't want to be no damn Dalai Lama. No.
I mean.
But how does one become the Dalai Lama?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
What's up, big dog?
Where you at?
What's going on?
I'm Ty. Nice to meet you.
Ty?
Yeah.
Terrence. Yeah.
Party.
In here, before you want, you got another mic. You want to come take a seat?
You got that what?
So we got another mic. You want to come
take a seat?
Oh, nah, shit. You broke.
What y'all talking about?
See, right now we're talking about this Dalai Lama. You seen what was going on with the Dalai Lama?
About him kissing the dude?
The little boy.
He invited the little boy to suck his tongue.
Yeah.
And I was about to elaborate on, I understand it's in certain cultures sometimes, it may be different practices.
Definitely.
Now I understand the gesture. I think it's more, what I've researched is more of the what he said that made it out of pocket.
I didn't hear that. When he said something,
he told him to suck his tongue. Now, the sticking his tongue out may be a practice.
Okay,
I haven't fully researched it, but it seems like it's a, you know, with Buddhism, you know what I'm saying? With being a Buddhist. But not every person who practices Buddhism is, infatuated with the Dalai Lama. They'll take certain practices and things to, you know, cultivate their lifestyle, and they'll incorporate it in their lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? But not everybody. Just like the Pope or the high priest at the Catholic Church, things like that.
Different cultures, they different. Because I think, you know, even at the hotel, I see they cook forgive me. Uh-huh. Men walk around holding hands.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's just perfect unity.
Yeah.
They're okay.
We would never do that. No, we wouldn't even think about it.
We weren't thinking about it.
We talked the other night and you said something. You said America has taught us a bunch of wrong shit. It's taught us a bunch of wrong shit. And that's one of them.
Yeah.
Because in other countries, I've seen that in South Africa when I was there. And it wasn't awesome. You're less masculine at all.
Yeah. And I understand as Americans, we are over-sexualized. So sometimes when we do see kids and we're not making an excuse for whatever it may be or whatever it look like, but perception is reality, you know what I'm saying? But we're not used to seeing young kids and grown people. We used to seeing it now, but it still doesn't sit right.
Mm-hmm. My man, he'd be sitting there standing talking, and be like, why are you standing talking? He'd be having my hand, caressing my hand.
Yeah.
And at first I'd be like, everybody be like, that's what he did. Like, nah, I
did. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He give all a hand massage.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Because when you start
the next person.
And when you start tapping in, you understand like the real power between human connection. Like we all just electromagnetic beings, and people of that culture understand the power of touching your hands and being close and, you know, just vibrating on a whole nother level.
Just touch from it though.
Yeah.
I just told you like the transfer energy.
Yeah, the transfer energy.
Once I felt the energy, when I touched somebody, I felt the energy and the transfer. I was like, yo, this was just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Like I felt the transfer energy totally shift me into a negative person that wanted nothing but support.
Yeah.
And
that's just how powerful it is.
And I know, you know, New York, all over now, but New York, the time you say something that seems homosexual, mm-hmm. say pause.
Yeah.
But Diddy, even though he gone, they say he gay or whatever they say about him, he said, I don't play them games, so I don't have to, I don't participate in that, so I don't have to say pause.
Yeah.
Because I know what I say, and they homosexual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Only people who thinking like, you need a high dog, pause.
I was like, men use the pause so much, they're constantly thinking about that. If you got a pause, you're still constantly thinking about that. On guard from that, yeah. That's the power.
Who parked
that? Mine's.
Well, I'm trying to get in. This is my setup, though. I'm trying to get in. Other people meant to.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
this one of my. It's my people.
Right? You like y'all fishing? Yeah. I mean, y'all are fishing. I don't look like y'all fishing.
Yeah. We're just trying. Ain't nothing to do it.
Doing
there
it.
We go.
Yeah,
I've been. Got that out of the vocabulary.
You're still sitting there thinking about it. Yeah. Once you put the step out there, man.
You doing it. You doing it. And this shit been sitting in the room until we come over today. You doing
just
it.
Just do it.
We do it.
I felt the vibe. Like, that shit, you can just do it. Just sit and talk to yourself so you can get comfortable.
Sure.
And you can edit. You can edit with this app. And it's just all free. And you ain't got to invest heavily into it, that it'll break your pockets, but just learn the game.
There's people in DC, DMV that you can just interview.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with.
Yeah.
People, business owners, black people, you know what I'm saying? White people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to be part of my podcast, let's talk about this, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Be my man, Big G.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. I love Big G. I can play. We play that clip like, you remember you said I love your whole life, but the hell it is, Big G.
Went crazy.
Yes, yes. We back at it. It's another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer. How you feeling, Rick?
Good. That's
physical. I'm just saying.
All around good. I feel good. Mm-hmm. If I had to say between 1 and 10, I'm probably at a 7.5, 8 today. That's how good I feel.
Okay.
I'm good. That's good for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know who you are.
That's me.
Know who you are, but that's good for me. DJ
Otis. That's how I learned. Nah, because one time I was trying to figure out, like, if you sneeze or whatever, do you hear the... down, but not. But I got my theme song and shit like that. We just dropping and making it just feel good. This is another episode. I don't even know what season, what episode. I just go with the flow, y'all. Y'all know how I do. Don't make with love. I hope you got your flights together. I'm about to go back, get back to another plane ticket. We got to connect the flight. I got to go connect the flight. You feel me? So, Rick, we're talking about the Dalai Lama. That was, if y'all didn't hear, we had an extra special guest come in tagging. You know, this is all how it go. If you've been with me from the beginning, you know, we just, shit just flow off the top. It's nothing structured over here. Structure shit.
If you know, you know, right?
If you know, you know. All them X's on the screen. My man has an extensive level of piano.
Oh yeah.
On the screen. What's that biggest black ops? Cherokee gonna stay in the lineup, ain't she?
Biggest black orgy. That's biggest black orgy.
You like orgies?
Yeah, I favor two girls and one guy.
Two girls and one. You know what?
I favor that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It might sound weird, a bunch of niggas like, oh, that nigga like. I get on watching the ladies.
The ladies?
Yeah, I'm going to get in there, but.
I don't get off watching the ladies. Does that sound? I don't really.
You get off because you get off there.
No, when I watch porno, it's like, all right, I'll be honest. Yeah. So we're going to take it there. It's been a minute. So I told you I wanted to go there tonight. One of my favorite porn stars, Justin Slayer.
I remember.
I fuck with him with the Timberlands and the glasses. It's just something about
Wesley Pipes. They done ran some trials.
Nah, but I know I could never go that level. But with him on his one, it's something about him and how he rocked the Latinas in the Brazil. That's my favorite. I've been watching him since 2007.
Okay. Everybody got him in 2007.
I'm saying on when it took like 7 minutes to upload porn. Like back then. Cherokee the ass. That's when I seen him.
You see who it is?
I seen him. He put the oil on that ass.
On that ass.
I just made an applause button. You didn't hear it, brother, but I just applause the Cherokee the ass. Yes.
Definitely
but yeah, that's my man. Cause I had to learn. I don't want to say unfortunately because you know I'm not gonna lie. I was about to lie on my own show.
Yeah.
I don't advocate for the several colors, but I didn't grow up with brothers that taught me how to have sex with women, so I don't have that story of trying to be like my brother and to learn how to be because as. So on my first time. Oh, you gonna pull it up? That's a glossy ass.
Is that glycerin? She's from DC.
That's glycerin.
I don't know what it is, but I was
Rico Strong. You got the old 98 Rico Strong.
That's just what came up in my favorites.
Damn.
That Rico Strong, but Prixie.
Okay.
Is her name? I think it got me more because she's from DC.
He used to kill me with the motherfucking big ass Gino Green Globe.
Just like, he was ready to be macho man.
That nigga had to be like, fucking, that's glycerin. Listen, this is, you don't know, we had a wide screen of porn on the screen, and
we were trying to travel somewhere else,
and I seen
my favorites.
Rick's favorites, and it's like 17 X's. You know, the red X in the white box.
You gotta have the thing in the spank bag. Yeah, you spank bag. You ain't got time to search.
I know y'all niggas in college, y'all used to love that Jake Steed.
Freak flows and hoes.
Shout out to Black. Shout out to my man Black, my man Dirk. I gotta check in on my man Dirk. That nigga used to watch that goddamn Jake Steed out in the Oregon.
Freaks, flows, and hoes.
You knew when a nigga had a Jake Steed night in the cab, all you niggas. He'll hear a bunch of niggas at the table just slanging quotes. Slanging Jake Steed quotes. I said, these nasty niggas eating baked potatoes. for sour
cream. This potato today.
Sour cream, extra sour cream today, huh, nigga?
Wow, nigga,
there. Wow, nigga, there, man. But yes. I had no idea what we was going to. You threw me for a curve when I saw the search engine, but yeah, I forgot.
We last left off, we was talking about the girl from Jamie Foxx.
Oh yeah, Swarm. And we were talking about Jamie.
Fish.
That's Lawrence Fishburne's daughter?
No, that's not Chippy D. That ain't Chippy D, man.
Speaking of what came across my motherfucking wavelength. You seen the camera on the mace?
Sure.
Come on now.
It's funny.
Is that something that you thought you never needed, but you needed? You didn't know it was that? You thought it was an album.
You like it?
I like it.
You don't like it? I fuck with him.
You, like, you don't like his arrogance? Is it the arrogance? Yeah. It's the Harlem light. Like.
Hold on. Intelligence. Okay. That's the main thing. Intelligence.
I think he played dumb, though.
But you sound stupid.
Sometimes I feel like he played dumb, though.
Because it's a better audience when you play dumb. They like you more when you like sex. Because I think he behind all of
his business shit with that pink horse is amazing. And Flea Farms, Pink Horse. Yeah, he has a, what is that? What would you call it? A male enhancer or pink horse like Viagra. I like the business, Cam. But him and Mace in sports, I can handle the shit talking with that.
But like
better than Stephen A.
I know some guys, God rest his soul, to Harlem dude. That was just him.
Yeah.
Like, the way Cam and Mace, like you see that, like when New Yorkers argue different. They're not really mad. This is how you communicate to each other.
Like if it wasn't authentic, it would be unbearable. But being as though it's just so authentic.
But you gotta know if you.
Yeah.
You know. You know.
Yeah.
You gotta accept the person who you are. Exactly.
There you go.
Like I think it's funny. I think it's off the walls. Is what Angel Reese, shout out to Angel Reese LSU.
I didn't watch that game.
Unapologetically, I'm probably fucking it up, and I have a bachelor's degree, but I can't say that. Unapologetically.
Well, on this show, you know, don't even.
Yeah, so. It don't matter, right?
It's
in the trash.
It's a little paper.
You got trash
podcast.
Dope Made with Love. With Love. And my person.
What you said though, it don't matter.
It don't matter.
That'd be a slick topic too. I mean, that'd be a slick podcast.
It don't matter.
I was just saying shout out to her because she uses the word unapologetically.
But what about the other girl, Flaw J? Y'all don't like her?
No. It's not about
like her, but I'm talking about balling skills.
Yeah, so balling skills?
She has potential.
They all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Right now, what they're doing is business.
Okay.
Business. She's the highest paid college player. With NIL deals.
Because they definitely getting checks now. That's right.
They're getting checks.
Absolutely.
And so it's her.
Mm. The women?
Deion Sanders' son.
Okay.
And then, not even in college.
How do you do?
Bronny.
Oh.
Because Nike is going to snatch that kid up. We know who your father is. We got you. We got you locked in. But just, so we love all of them, but it's our market. We want to see more of Angel Reese on the team right now because she has eaten some good deals. She's very intelligent, too. I like Flajay, too.
I do.
Flajay is so about her. Her video just went off.
Her video just went off.
I like Flajay. She authentic and unapologetically Like Angel Reese keeps saying. That's what I'm saying. Unapologetically being yourself in any situation.
I just really
it's the
didn't
best situation.
I didn't appreciate the grown men chiming in.
That's what I bitch this.
I ain't like what they were saying.
What they were saying.
Because they're gonna talk about your racism stuff. You know, like this white chick, she been doing it her whole season, and she can do it. because she's a bad joint. She one of the baddest in the same thing.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
When they say it's fine when they do.
Yeah.
It's a problem when that.
But whatever we do is gonna be content, regardless.
It's gonna look that way.
Tell you
about what, that day after that game, because you think about, just think about it, right? So her cousin.
Yeah,
Andrew Reed,
he won
too. Played for UConn.
Okay.
And he was a starter. He's a starter. UConn. Right? Why y'all really mad? But every day after that, I was on the white people's panel doing my job. Mm-hmm. Doing this.
Yeah.
As I did my job. Just because I know, I want to brag today. And now this, I wish you would say something. I'm doing
yeah. And what they call it? What they was calling it?
It was just John Cena.
Man, I'm talking. That was Tony Ayo.
Huh?
That was Tony.
You.
Yeah.
Who made it poppin'? I'm talking about who made it poppin'.
Who made it?
Who made it the disrespect that it is? Yeah, that made it the disrespect, like the trolling that it is. Yeah. Yeah, like the CEO of Barstool Sports. Yeah, the CEO of Sports called her a classless piece of shit.
He must have lost money.
That's what I thought.
He lost money and talked about Saturday.
I ain't really rock with it. I saw Wallow and them try to say something, but they throw me off sometimes. But we not. I love his whole life. Okay. Wallow, as far as the mission underneath the business, and you know, I definitely was on. I'm on the same trajectory. Like, I spread love for a living. So this podcast come from me just slanging my love through missions, merchandise, and messages on the internet and everything. And I remember when he first came out, I was already in alignment of that type of trajectory. So that shit said to me on my social media. And I remember, you know, him saying what he did, and I understood the assignment, but it was something about when the podcast went to, like, interviewing the celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with Gilly, too. Don't get me wrong, but never as a rapper. Major Figures was cool, I'm not giving him that Lil Wayne shit. I'm not giving him that. He was, he was one of them. He was a corner boy. Go to the store, niggas.
And these fragile ears are listening, no matter the age.
Yes.
Fragile ears.
Wallow kind of threw me. Wallow kind of threw me off when he went on that actor. You know, the dude who played in, like, Think Like a Man, the dark skinned one.
He played,
had that movie with the prison, prison term motivational speaker. And Wallow went at him thinking like he was stealing his vibe, but that man been doing that skit and that bit. Yeah. And how, you know, Wallow had approached it, and I just knew, you know, it'd be all good until you realize how hungry a motherfucker really is and wanna get so determined to get out of their situation, they'll go this way and that way, you know. But you know, I always felt some type of way about, you know, if I did 20 years, I should have some type of discipline.
Yeah, Romani Malcolm.
Who that?
That's the actor.
Okay, yeah. Oh yeah, him.
Romani,
yeah.
Malcolm.
Great actor. I love him. He was that 40-year-old virgin.
And he was 40-year-old virgin. Mm-hmm. He was in Blades of Glory.
He was on Showtime. Yeah, with the white lady. She was slanging out the kitchen and had the whole family set up. Yeah, that's what's up.
So,
Yes, but you of course, you know, Lil Cuzzo, Wild Pitbull Cuzzo was saying that he had did the whole coming from jail and incarcerated to turn motivational speaker. Turned it into a movie. It was like a Tubi movie or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe like a Prime movie. Exactly. Wallow. That was the whole thing.
Wallow never put it out there. Yeah. I mean, he put bits and pieces out
there.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like, who are you to... And then...
And you know when I done this.
That's what I was saying.
That was my turning their life around.
That was my thing with Wallow.
That's what I was going to say. So,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
We don't like to say that we laying down a blueprint for the next person.
Right.
Because when somebody see what we doing, they start asking questions about what we doing. Hey, bro, say, and I'm that guy. When I see people and
how do you do it? How can I? You know what I'm saying?
Be where you at. Some people are cool, like the lawn service game. I'm getting way better at that shit, and I'm learning more and more. But while I'm working my other job, I'm talking to people, and they're able to get information. But the biggest thing is, for in our community,
we don't share the information.
We don't share the information because we don't want. And I've been hearing this since I grew up. The crabs in the barrel mentality. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Because why can't you? It's for grass. It's enough grass for everybody.
Yeah, and sometimes I give the elders a little grace. Because I started to realize, like, my father, he's that type of guy, a man that accumulated a lot of, like, generational wealth from my eyes. But it's just accumulation of success and wealth and him getting it out the mud. He grew up in the swamps and turned his life around, things like that. But I had to learn, like, all they were taught was just to put their head in the sand and grind. My dad don't know how to sit down and express to me. You know, when I tell him what I see, when he got property, real estate, things like that, I'm like, well, you never told me how to accumulate generational wealth. Right. I'm looking at generational wealth. And he looking at me like, what's generational wealth?
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense. Not like he understands what it may be like when I leave here, my family's taken care of. But we talking about the full spectrum of generational wealth and what that actually means, instead of just working hard. He worked all his life, 40 years, retired, just accumulate stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let me say something. I was kind of mad at myself a couple of days ago because I just bought 2 CD certificates.
Mm-hmm.
CDs,
you don't even hear about those like that no more.
You know, nobody teaches.
Yeah.
Nobody teaches. Nobody
but
shares.
But those are
stuff y'all can share.
Those are important.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was like, damn, I could have been doing this a long time ago. You just put your money in there, and it's guaranteed to yield an increase.
Yeah.
Without you doing nothing, that's passive income.
Yeah.
You ain't got to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like,
I got another hustle for you. We'll talk. I didn't get off, but I got another one that I've seen twice now, right here at this corner. So,
we going to share some information.
I was like, damn, why nobody said this? Nobody knew this a long time ago? And I said, this is how white people or rich people, they get either $500,000 or $1 million or whatever, and they go buy a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And you buy a CD, you put $1 million, you're going to get back $100,000,
right.
$200,000.
Right.
You live off that, and that's what you call living off that interest.
One thing right here, you got guns.
And butter.
But nobody shares. You still go to work.
Yeah.
You got that money just building up for, I think after 6 months, 10 months, 24 months, 7 months, whatever you want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's easy money.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop saying they. It's made to only believe that, like, your 401k is the only way you get
it. Right, it's designed that way, that you have to invest in them, and they know the proper place.
We're going to match you.
Yeah.
We're going to match you up to 20%.
But we're not going to show you where we're putting this money, how to get this money.
No, I'm gonna keep giving you the fish. You can eat the fish.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna keep giving it to you. I ain't gonna show you how to fish.
Yeah.
Because then you don't need me no more.
That's real talk.
You don't need me no more.
Money market and RIAs.
All of that.
It's not money that can get you
whole life insurance.
It's not money that's gonna get you a whole bunch right then and then. But it's money that's just gonna trick you.
Learn about whole life insurance.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We've been paying a. regular life insurance, you can't touch it till you're dead.
Their homes, their cars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. If I'd have known what type of equity I would have accumulated by having a house, I would have paid more attention to trying to accumulate a house.
Right,
because I thought a house meant for like your family or when you going into a bigger step or you may have a lot more responsibility. But as a single woman with no kids, you don't really think about the financial gain of having a home. Nobody taught. My parents didn't teach me, but I grew up in a home. So they didn't know how to teach me the game. I grew up in houses. My father got problems, but he didn't teach me the game. I didn't know what to ask for.
Nobody taught me about credit cards.
You know?
Nobody teaching that stuff.
You hear about...
My dad would say cash is king.
It was stated, but not emphasized.
You catch it like they say about 4 or 5 times after you hear it.
How I learned about credit, my parents would just say, pay your bills.
It wouldn't be
pay your bills, get this score, and then you play with this score and get these numbers. If you pay on this time, and if you get the credit, it was just you pay your bills on
it's
time.
Like three car Molly
with yeah, just pay your bills. Pay your bills and save your money.
And then even my mom. My era and your era, people was putting stuff in the kids' name. Messing the kids'
name off the credit.
You come out already in the hole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't even a teenager, you got bad credit already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because your mom thought she was doing something slick.
Yeah.
Not knowing she was setting you back for real.
And she didn't know that. And that's just
the ongoing cycle.
Who was supposed to teach her? And like, what happened?
Yeah, that's real talk.
Period. Like, down in Atlanta, the telephone game is like.
Yeah. Who knew that one day saving money wasn't enough, going to be enough?
Yeah. That's real talk.
Who knew that? My parents always taught save.
It's like they got the saving account and they give you a
point a something.
But then that's when you got to know more to go get a CD. Because your CD going to give you more money.
Like my
saving account right now is like 2 point something. I got a CD that's 4.40.
Okay.
So the same money I have for the CD, I just had to sit in the bank getting a little money.
Right.
But now I just got to transfer to another department
and
get double.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
See?
But nobody was really breaking that down.
Right.
And then when I really sat down, I was like, damn.
And how it makes sense.
All that money, I'm like, was wasting, missing, or just my money just sitting there, like you said, saving like that?
All the shit you ever bought paid in full.
You know what I'm saying?
We wasn't taught that.
In school, we were taught algebra and geometry.
Stuff that
nobody uses in that stuff in the real world.
Yeah.
Water usage.
No.
They
didn't
teach us about how to balance our checks,
credit
cards, credit scores.
Yeah.
You know,
they didn't teach us how to be an American.
Yeah,
that's it.
In a business country. They didn't teach us how to be business people.
We were taught what we were limited to.
Yeah. And us as a culture, we were just taught to give.
Just to survive, man.
And cause,
that's what our mothers and taught us. Go to school and get a good job.
Get a good job.
That's what they thought, right?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Until you go to school and then it's
And then we're at that age where we see our parents retire and what it really was. Right. Like, they can't even retire comfortably outside of the health issues from working so hard. You know what I'm saying? All they just had was stuff, and the only thing they want to do when they retire is just nothing, just relax. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, when you talk about that they took all the trades out of school.
Oh, yeah. Trades gone.
A lot of people ain't going to college.
Yeah.
And I'm making more money off cutting hair, mechanic.
Yep.
Painting. I'm making more money off than you sitting there. Ain't nothing wrong with school. That's what you do. That's your thing.
Absolutely.
But I can rock this right now and not only teach myself, but teach my daughter, my son. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
And pay the money along the way and not owe.
And the college putting you in debt.
Yep.
I can go buy me a pair of Clippers and go to work.
Listen, that was a generational wealth back, say, like the 70s, 80s. That was it.
Mm-hmm. In industrial times.
Their kids became the barbers, became the HVAC. And they had, and I know in the county we in, they don't advertise them as much.
Yes.
They don't advertise
them. No.
I think
and the apprenticeships
care,
and stuff.
I don't care who don't like it. Let them know.
I got gunshots on here.
Going to school back when they was fighting for the segregation rights and go to school with white people, I think that was our first kick in the ass. I think that was the first blow to the black community. I'm not saying that there was no violence. I'm not saying that there was no none of that. But there was a greater understanding of who we are together.
The objective that made that such a priority with, you know what I'm saying, getting everybody together was the fact that we couldn't even live our day-to-day lives without the hatred. So it wasn't so much as just trying to get a job. Like, nigga, I'm just trying to get a piece of fruit, something to eat for my family, and I'm going through all this hatred and nigga, somebody calling me a nigga or somebody just full hate. Like, it was about, like, keeping the peace.
Even now, I say, like, Kanye said, he said Bush don't care about it. These people don't care about it. These people still got machine guns legalized.
Oh, word, yeah.
Me and you, nobody in average person don't need to go there and have killed by a machine.
My older cousins was just talking about this tonight. My male cousin,
when they was trying to make us go to school.
How the artillery is different.
They was trying to make us, they made us go to school, but we couldn't live our daily life
without
being killed on our hands. You know what I'm saying? Those kids had to go to school.
That's how they continue the indoctrination of generations to come.
Yeah.
Because they run a majority of schools. But when back in segregation, from what I've seen or heard of, you went to the schoolhouse that was within your community, your friend probably ate lunch and breakfast with you or sat beside your class, his mom the teacher.
Yeah.
Men leave and go to work.
Yeah.
And they come back and put what they made on the table and mama make a home. You weren't worried about what you was wearing.
You weren't worried about what you was doing.
The community was, we gonna get along. We gonna, dog, you know, I just, this is one of my, I probably would be a rebel. When we finally figure out as a whole unit across the board how powerful we could be, who runs the world?
But I ain't gonna lie, some of us motherfuckers gonna get off. Cause we at a point in time in life now.
We gotta choose a side.
It's just that time.
The real thing is, it's hard when we choose a side with some people on materialistic stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the low vibration. Yes. We already seen that none of that matters.
Good job.
Yeah.
We don't want us to go backwards. I heard somebody said, Jay-Z, all the people that got money, they supposed to be funding people like in the streets. They supposed to be funding this. They're not supposed to be down there necessarily because they got the money. They're supposed to do it. Now, if they do it or not, that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? And we or whoever's out there that's foot soldiers, we supposed to be out there doing the thing, and we supposed to have them funding us. So that's the problem, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't funding them.
You know what I'm saying?
But I also try to give grace of that black billionaire that's first generational. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you know how to do all of that for everybody? There's so many of us.
But now I think it's just for us. I think they're putting in like this term, Black Lives Matter. What you call Black Lives Matter?
Not Black Lives Matter per se. Yeah, but I understand. But where's these authentic organizations at? We were caught up in the Black Lives Matter, and it came to be. I mean, they just live.
I don't know, but you put a black person in a position to live.
They gonna live.
The Black Lives Matter thing is for me personally. I didn't agree.
Fuck no. As soon as they put the yellow on the street.
It was just all coming up for police brutality. What about the shit that we see every day?
We gotta protect ourselves. And that's the thing with us. They say I'm the parent, and I know y'all out there selling drugs and stuff like that. I'm supposed to check y'all. If I don't say nothing,
you're not doing what you were here to do. So I say this, and I say this to my folks. I am the chosen shepherd by God to do a job. His way.
Yeah,
I am the chosen shepherd to lead y'all. So y'all gonna go because I'm leading y'all the way of it. But a lot of people don't take that approach. So yeah, I believe that the parents that had their ass in trouble too. I get tired of seeing parents on the news. He was a good boy.
Oh, what's that thing about the joint?
I had no idea what happened. He had a weapon on his lap. Police was in the back seat of the
car.
This
just sounds so familiar.
With his weapon drawn, the kid jumps up. Who knows what was in his mind? He jumps up and he starts driving. Mm-hmm. The officer shoots and kills him.
The officer tells him to stop.
What was this at?
He didn't tell him to stop. He didn't tell him to stop. But we don't know his state of mind.
Right.
He told him to stop. Why the freak did you get in the car? That's one. All right, that was for the officer. Why the freak you get in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says what they won't do. But if you in the car with somebody that you think might try to kill you, on either end, you're going to react.
Right. Period. Without knowing what that reaction going to be like, because you've never been in that position.
You've never been in that position.
Or regardless if you've been in that position before, it's never like
that. It's different. Every situation is different.
It's just a
different reaction.
A quick second.
It was a movie like that. But yeah, a different reaction. So, the thing is, the mom got on the news and it's like, yo, my kid, basically, you know, my wife's a good kid. These cops are going to pay. That cop is going to pay for what he done. Wait a minute. What about the terror that your son has put upon maybe his own people?
He was in a stolen car.
Mm-hmm.
Had a joint on.
He had a joint on.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we allow ourselves to be honest with each other and say, you know you fucked up, right? We don't accept it well from each other.
He's not saying he's supposed to die.
By no means. It should have handled better on both ends.
But if I put myself in danger,
your son is 17. He's not legal age, and he is not.
It's not his call.
He's not an adult, or what do you call that when you get illegal at 16? You can. Emancipate. He's not emancipate.
Oh, okay. So that's day terms. We don't use that, but go ahead.
At 17, though, this kid is still in the intuitives. Why is this kid sleeping in the car? You can't control everything your team
does. I'm not saying he's bumping on the kid ball.
Everybody
think about that check now. Somebody child gets shot.
But it's like,
where big money, man.
Where does that accountability come in before?
It's no accountability without knowledge itself. Because if it's knowledge itself, you definitely wouldn't even be asking those type of questions.
Nobody wants to face that.
That's the real.
Your child is nobody wants to have the shame.
And we can even take it off of wrong. Your child just attracted that. It's a momentum. What you reap, what you sow. That's in that forms. You know, you attract, law of attraction. You know, we in that day and age manifestation. Everybody thinking they can just do affirmations for the positive shit. That's what gets me.
But then
they forget. You know, you're gonna attract a parking space, but you could definitely attract a bullet as well, or some type of form of.
And you know something? Spirits follow spirits.
Mm-hmm. You know,
they dance.
So
I call them dance.
Well, Electra.
Even though I might be out there selling drugs, but that drug spirit is bringing. Lustful spirits, lying spirits, killing spirits.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
For real,
all those spirits. You know what I'm saying. And people, parents, and it's no separation. Like, you know what I'm saying.
It's no separation. Just because I'm a lying spirit, don't mean that I'm able to deflect the killing spirit. Nah. It's all in the same realm. Just like when you hear somebody be like, you go to jail with everybody. You might just throw the car, but look, you in here with the murderer or the rapist or the. You know what I'm saying? It's That's why I say you got to pick a side.
It's
time to pick a side. It's just time to pick a side.
Some people do.
Yeah, like, but it's a hurt. Some people.
That's my son. He was dead wrong, man. Yeah. He got, you know what I'm saying? It happened. You shouldn't have killed him. But first and foremost,
what
the fuck is he doing in a stolen car?
What
was the need of the stolen car? Because then it becomes a open target, open lane for reflection on the parent.
Yeah.
What have I done to make him feel like he needs a...
Regardless.
And once I say something like that, that check that I might get, it might be dead.
Yeah.
Once I say my son was dead wrong.
That's how that goes.
My son was dead wrong. He shouldn't have a stolen car.
We're not going to give her the check. She's not sad.
She always said it.
She's not sad.
You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't in the wrong. We don't have to pay
Another but one. All this shit about to hit the fan anyway and be nothing. All this money. What you going to do when we got to be out here bartering personalities, you know, and spirits? And all this real currency goes out the window.
You see, they killed. Well, he got killed.
Oh, the CEO of Cash App.
He was stabbed.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died.
But now America is coming out with their
own Cash App.
Oh yeah, it's been now. I knew that was a scandal. But I already knew that was coming along once they started asking for the tax returns. $600 on Cash App. You don't even get flagged by the IRS when you, you know, give up $9,950 until $10,000. That's when they look, you know what I'm saying? But $600, I already knew what type of time they was on. All that money that they seen was generating through the P word. Through the C word and all that, you know, all my listeners know we don't give life to none of them names. Just for descriptive purposes, the pandemic.
Oh,
it's the P word. Yeah, the C word and all that. The V word.
It set me up.
Gotcha, bitch.
It was population control.
That's another episode and all that other shit, but. I knew they was on to something, and now all the Voltrons have linked up. All the Voltrons have linked up, y'all, and they ready to. I don't even eat cheesecake. I don't understand. I don't understand cheese and cake. I'm just keep it real.
The bomb over here.
I don't understand.
Cheese going burgers.
I'm the type with the Cheesecake Factory and ordered wings.
Cake is only a perfect.
Yes, that's me. That's me. But listeners, you know, I definitely appreciate your whole life. We're going to take a break. Got a word from our sponsors. You about to go take a flight. We want to connect the flight. We got the water and all this. So, you know, we appreciate you. I'm about to put my theme music on real quick. I wish you can hear it. They can hear, you know, because it's the neighborhood love dealers. Yes.
The podcast is slick, man. Y'all should really keep on going, man.
We got a vibe, right?
Seriously.
Me and him, we got a vibe, man. He know, he just scared.
You say you scared?
I ain't scared.
Oh, what you say?
He's scared.
He scared?
Mm-hmm.
I know he ain't scared.
He's scared.
I gotta make time for what's important. Like I said, all this shit came from upstairs, except the board and her laptop. They're sitting in the room, bro. You'll never see me use this, dude. You never see me set up like this, right?
She's got to do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
She pulled up. I was sitting here on the couch, no TV on, nothing. Pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. Let's do this shit.
It's like a lot of people doing podcasts.
Yes. Come on now. If you enjoyed this episode, man, show me some love. Show us some love. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to the guy in the background, because I definitely did not know who that was. I forgot his name. I'm pretty sure I introduced myself on the pod. If I run it back, I'll catch it. But shout out to him. Shout out to the OG who came through. He definitely helped spark the conversation even more. He helped ignite that shit. And we definitely had a good time. We didn't get a chance to get back to it. Some more guests came. I told you, I was in the atmosphere that night. And I decided to push record. Man, Rick, we got to do that again. We got to do that again, Rick. We must do that again. I like how that's going. Shout out to him. He got something coming up. He gonna drop his own podcast coming soon. I just wanted to, you know, give him some love. I dug in his ass a little bit in the beginning, probably when he first told me, but it was all love, man. We here to each one, reach one, and teach one. And I am the neighborhood love dealer. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to the entire platform. Everybody that's listening. I'm definitely always in the analytics when I get a chance, when it's on my mind, because you always on my mind. Anybody who's been a part of this journey since 2018, I definitely want to give you a special, special flower, just a single flower that never dies. I am, again, the neighborhood love dealer. As you can hear, my theme music, I had to get it together. I was on a couple private jets the other night, and, you know, shout out to the 420ers. It was just 420. I definitely was on my 530-ish with everything I got going on, and I'm definitely going to drop another episode updating you on that. And I appreciate your wait and your patience and everything, man. I am the neighborhood love filler. Keep tuning in. Get on the gram. Shout me out on the gram if you're listening and watching. Leave a message on here. On Spotify, you can. Video stuff coming soon. Merch coming soon. It's just divine timing, man. Y'all know what I do. Y'all know how I'm living. You know? Divine timing in my own right. And remember, the demons having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They dress to impress, disguise their success. Please, 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 please don't get caught slipping. Shout out to all the fallen ones we have lost in the midst of everything. We are here for you and yours. Prayers up with hands extended. You feel me? I love your whole life. Nobody told you today. Have the day you deserve. Comment. Let me know what you think, man. Shout out to Rick, man. We did that.